North Dakota Native American Essential Understanding number 2 is about learning and storytelling. It states, traditional teaching and the passing on of knowledge and wisdom was done through storytelling, song, ceremony, and daily way of life, often incorporating specific gender and age-specific responsibilities. These continue to be some of the best modes for learning for both Native and non-Native learners.
In this episode of Dakota Datebook, we'll hear from Janet Claymore Ross, enrolled member of the Sisseton Wahpeton Oyate, in part one of her story of Iktomi and the ducks.
Iktomi lived in a village, and he was not very nice. You know Iktomi. He's lazy, expects everybody to serve him. So he was sitting in the village one day, and he's saying, "Can I have some of your food?" And the person said, "You know, Iktomi, it's impolite for us to say no. But you have not helped us. You go out and you bring some food back and I will fix it for you." "I'm not going to do that." So off he goes and he found another village. Well, that village soon came to realize that Iktomi again was lazy. So he thought, "Well, I'm just going to go to another village. So I'll do that." So he gets up and he starts walking and walking and walking. "I'm so tired. Those lazy people in that village didn't even give me anything to eat so that I could go on this trip. How lazy they are. It's a good thing I brought my drum. I can entertain myself." And so he's going up a hill and he's singing a song. As he looks down the hill, there's this beautiful pond. And on the pond, there's lots of ducks. Oh, good. I can eat. I can eat. I'm going to run down the road. Down. No, you know what? Maybe there's a better way to get those ducks. So he gets up again and he starts to run. Then he stops and goes, "Oh, I know what that way is." So he goes down the hill and he's singing a song. And the ducks go, "Iktomi, Iktomi, let's fly away."
I'm Scott Simpson. If you'd like to learn more about the North Dakota Native American Essential Understandings and to listen to more Indigenous elder interviews, visit www.teachingsofourelders.org.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota. Funding for this series is from Humanities ND and the North Dakota Department of Public Instruction.